thought we played really tough at the end, you know, at the end of the game. The last 10 minutes of the game, you know, they were up by 10, and then we got back and we won the game. So it's a very winnable game. We just got to play our game and play hard. I think, after the UNC game, I mean, we didn't play bad, but our defense got to get better. You know, our defense is being good to us. You know, I think our defense was outstanding against Georgia Tech, forced them to 28 turnovers. So we just got to play our defense and you know, execute our offense. I think we're going to be okay playing against Georgia Tech.
What was missing from your defense against North Carolina? What was some of that?
Well, those guys weren't missing anything from the three-point line, so it was kind of hard, you know, stopping from the three line, the three-point line. But it was more, you know, the attitude. You know, we gotta show some attitude and stop some people. You know, some pride. Like, you know, I gotta really step up with that too. You know, I gotta stop guys. And you know, people say that, oh, he's struggling with defense. Oh, I'm a good defender. I just gotta prove it, you know, back again, because I mean, I remember playing Michigan. The guy that I was guarding, he's a pro. So, but we gotta get that swagger back as a team. You know, we gotta play good team defense, because we don't have, like before, you know, guards used to go by us, but we got James and Boone. We used to have James and Boone that, you know, used to block shots and all that. So now we just gotta completely stop every guard to play against us. So I think it'll be all right for us to go to Georgia Tech and prove, you know, that we can play defense and then trying to be tough and rebound the ball pretty well. You know, we have to rebound. We got to rebound, because those guys, two big guys, a couple big guys are pretty good. So.
Grievous, what's your general mindset at this point in the season? Each game's becoming more and more important. Do you get the feel? Are you putting it on your shoulders, per se, being captain and whatever?
Well, I mean, I don't have that feeling, really. I'm trying to get better as a player, you know. I'm not trying to prove anything. I already proved what I got to prove, you know. I've been here for almost 3 years, and people know how, you know, what the things that I can do and you know, what I'm, you know, the things that I can do on the court well, you know. I think I just got to get back to that and then trying to make, you know, my teammates better. I don't really have to prove or put anything on my shoulders, because, you know, I don't think that's the way to win. I think if I just give everybody confidence, you know, we got eight more games that, you know, we can win most of all of them, you know. And we proved that. We just got to, you know, get a couple wins on the road and just win every ACC game we got at home. But, it's easier to say, but it's so hard to do it. So, we just, you know, I believe it. You know, hopefully everybody in my team believe it too. You know, I know Coach will believe we can win this last eight games. So we just got to go, you know, beginning on Sunday. So we gotta get this win, and then we got to work hard as a team.
With Eric coming in and out of the lineup and Adrian, and there's different sets of the five people, you seem to always be in the game for most of the minutes. What's your most comfortable set in there? Does it matter to you?
I mean, it really doesn't matter, you know. I just really, just like I said, just gotta find a way to help my team if I'm not doing good individually. You know, I gotta step up on defense. I gotta rebound. You know, it's not about me scoring 28 points, and you know, but I know I have to score at some point. I just gotta, you know, make sure I'm on the court. You know, I just can't be invisible. I gotta do something, because, you know, just like I said, I've been playing here for 3 years. You know, and then I gotta support my team somehow. You know, and then, you know, it doesn't matter if Eric comes from the bench. It doesn't matter if I come from the bench. Adrian comes from the bench. It's just about, at the end of the night, it's all about winning.
When Sean's on the court, what area of the game does he kind of take the most pressure off you?
I think he's a great defender. But besides that, he's a great defender, I think he's a great rebounder. So that kind of, like, helped me, you know, to get up, you know, to try and, like, get the fast break. And then run a little bit the point, because if he gets it, you know, we can both push it and run a good fast break. So I think he'll be good for us, you know, the next 3 years that he's gonna be here. So, and plus, you know, he's just tough. You know, when you got somebody that tough, it's always going to, you know, help you to get excited again and then motivate you to play better.
Yeah.